my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, January the 11th, 2014. And that was, oh my God, that was Malatini and the Mahotella Queens featuring West Nkosi, Tuntwani Basadi, which is interpreted, the women raised the dust with their dance. And some of the English lyrics go, come let's do bakanga together. Come together, let's do bakanga, is from Africa. This wonderful South African music called bakanga, created by West Nkosi and his other musical companions, with the vocals being Malatini and the Mahotella Queens. Oh, I love this South African group. Brother Malatini passed around 1999, but the Mahotella Queens yet live. And Malatini and West Nkosi, he passed away, and one of his musical companions passed away around the same time that Malatini did. But their work lives, and they brought Africa and African culture international, and we are thankful for such work. Now, sisters and brothers, I used this terrible situation in France to show that we, as the human family, we need to be born again. We need to be born of that water and born of that spirit. We need to go back into the African narrative of the science of creation. We need to go and understand the science of the waters of Nun, the earth mound Ptah, the field of light Atum. We must go into that knowledge and that wisdom and that overstanding and understand the symbolisms. See, we're beyond flesh, sisters and brothers. All of this is descriptive of the universe before the human being was formed, before the mass matter material was transformed into that which we have in these days and times. We want to understand the original state of the universe in the peace and tranquility, in the no barrier, no boundary, nothing but oneness, nothing but love and truth and justice and righteousness. And so Yahushua, representing the hydrogen Atum, representing the hydrogen sun, solar sun disk, representing the science of the sun, the science of the field of light that is today called the Higgs field or the Higgs boson. That science that Yahushua was giving us and speaking to us, he knew and understood his African heritage and ancestors, and knew that the African ancestors taught the symbolism of those original waters that we all come from, those original waters that we all come from, that the universe comes out of, and we understand the mechanism and how that was done. So Yahushua understood the atom, the Atum. Yahushua understood the neutron, the proton, Y chromosome, masculine, in the nuclei or the blastula. And he understood the electron, the feminine, the mitochondria, DNA, the X chromosome, in the atom, but outside of the nuclei, the blastula, inside of the gastula. Yahushua understood all of this, understood the symbolisms of the waters, and said to Nicodemus, you must be born of the water and born of the spirit. Yahushua understood that spirit in the African Hebrew is feminine. And that the waters are masculine. So we have to be born again of our original father and our original mother. Yahovah or Yahovah. Numbers chapter 11, Musa, Moshe, Moses referred to the Lord Yahovah as begetting and conceiving, because Yahovah is the father mother. Yahovah is existing, and scientifically, there is no existence without masculine father and feminine mother unity. And so Haya is a word that is a verb, an action word, a verb that has to do with the actual action of bringing into existence and causing to be. So Yahovah is the cause of all existence and living in life. Yahovah is father, mother, and the father, mother principle is all over the universe, causing the existence and living of all that exists and lives. So Yahushua understood that all of this wonderful symbolism resided in the water from whence we all come, and in the spirit, mother, Holy Spirit womb from which we all are born. And so I accidentally ran into some of this science in the Psalms, division 18, and I want to go over some of it. This is David, I believe, in a terrible situation, needing the strength of the Almighty, because his enemy Saul was in pursuit of David. And so David begins to go back to Yahovah and go back to Yahovah Elohim, Yahovah, the Most High God, Goddess, Father, Mother. The El and Elohim, and El is used in this Psalm 18, which has to do with the strength of the Almighty, symbolized by the ram. Remember that the African Hebrews, under the sign of Aries, see, in the African Hebrew temple, there was the zodiac in the floor of the temple, according to Perry Stone, hanging out with today's rabbis. But today's rabbis do not know why or the reasons for there being a zodiac in the floor of the temple, because they refuse to recognize Africa and the African Hebrews being African and giving us the zodiac in the floor of the temple, because the African Hebrews were zodiac scientists who reproduced the ancient African knowledge and wisdom of the zodiac. Because the Africans created the zodiac to teach the power of the Almighty in the universe and the power of the Almighty within ourselves. So David, using the El, as in Elohim, Israel, the El symbolizes the strength of the Almighty, symbolized by the ram, because in that time, the African Hebrews were operating under the Aries sign, symbolized by the ram, the lamb, the ram, and the idea of sacrificing the lamb, the ram, for on behalf of the people. And that symbol now, you don't have to kill a ram to understand the symbolism. So that symbolism is to teach us that we as Africans are to sacrifice ourselves for the human family, for the betterment of humanity, to raise the human being into the knowledge of the Almighty in the universe and the knowledge of the Almighty within ourselves. So at that time, the African Hebrews were under the sign of Aries and the sign and symbol of the lamb and the ram. And so David is going into this knowledge now. He's more than likely going into all the symbolism of the Aries, all of the words and characteristics and attributes associated with the Aries, going even into the stones and the gems and the colors that are associated with the Aries, because the African Hebrew Israelite nation divided into 12 tribes, 12 signs of the zodiac, divided into 12 colors, 12 signs of the zodiac, divided into 12 gemstones, 12 signs of the zodiac, the science of the sun, powered by the hidden and unseen Almighty Yehovah, out of that pitch black, dark matter, dark energy, dark womb reality. And so he goes on to encourage himself. And then he says in verse 6, the Lord, in my distress, I called upon the Lord Yehovah and cried unto my God. But that word God is Elohim. The Elohim are the gods and the goddesses, the spirit entities that are connected to the elements of the universe and connected to the zodiac of the universe and do the bidding of the Almighty Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Yehovah. So he's connecting to the science of the universe. And the Lord and says the Lord God, Yahweh Elohim, heard my voice out of his temple. They use the word his here, but we know it's his and her. And my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Verse 7. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. Now, I'm not going into the definitions yet. I want to get to something. But let me just say, the earth here can mean systems, governments, institutions. Now shaking and trembling because the power of the Almighty in the universe, the power of the Almighty within ourselves, raising us up to shake the very foundation of the power of those who are so-called in power, who have no power when you compare their power to the power of the Almighty in the universe and the power of the Almighty within ourselves. The foundation of the hills moved and was shaken. This can mean powers and governments again being shaken and being moved because the Almighty is now angry. Why is the Almighty angry? Because the governments, the institutions, they are operating outside of the science of the universe. Bloodshed, warfare, biases, prejudices. These are not scientific. These are not rational. These are outside of the parameters of the science of the universe. To destroy human beings is not scientifically sound. Does not follow the spirit energy disposition of the universe. To have a system of warfare and bloodshed and prejudices and biases goes antithetical to Yehovah, who is life and truth and justice and righteousness. So the Almighty is angry, is hot, is furious, is incensed with this system. You see, when we teach in the churches, when we teach in the mosques and the cathedrals and the synagogues, and we teach a teaching that is separated from the condition of the masses of the people and the impoverishment and the destruction of the masses of the people, it is disingenuous, because Bible, Quran, Bhagavad Gita, I Ching, all of the spiritual books, they all deal with the condition of the people and seek to empower the people to be elevated and lifted up and be empowered to shake the chains, to overthrow systems and institutions that are antithetical to that which is in the best interest of the people. Verse 8, there went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. We're looking at fire, and this fire is feminine. Ooh. This word is Aish. Is spelled A-S-H, or the pronunciation is spelled A-S-H, and is pronounced Aish, and it looks like ash, and you're dealing with fire, flames of fire, supernatural fire accompanying theophany. A theophany is the manifestation of the Almighty in an element on earth. And so when the Africans held up the fire and began to say the names of the Almighty, using the fire as symbolism, or held up water. See, we could use fire and know the Almighty and know the future, divine the future. We could use water and know the Almighty and divine truth, divine the future. Joseph, the dreamer, divined truth from the Almighty by using a cup of water or a cup of liquid. They call that pagan today, but when you check the definitions of the words, Laban was a diviner, Joseph was a diviner, gold and silver and copper are connected with divination. And these were in the temple, and divination was in the temple, and the temple and the priest garments and the Ur and the tomb and the stones and the Ark of the Covenant, these were all instruments of divination. But when you use these powers for the Almighty, they are good. But when you use these powers for the wicked, then that's a wicked act, because the power is neutral. The theophany is in you. The theophany is in the universe. We are a part of the earth and air and fire and water. We are a living, breathing theophany, in that we can tell the truth of the Almighty by reading each other. We are living, walking, breathing epistles, letters and writing, and phrases and words and pages and books. We are living Bible. We are a living Quran. We are a living I Ching. We are a living Bhagavad Gita. We are a living text. And as we move and operate and act, we are writing our story and writing the story and the narrative of the Almighty, and the story and the narrative of the universe, for good or bad. So this fire is feminine. The anger of the Almighty at the system, this is a feminine expression, or is expressed through the feminine to teach us that the woman needs to be elevated. The woman needs to have, the girls need to have any and all of the universe for her, that she may be the best goddess that she can be, and the males the best gods that they can be. But they would say animism to Africa. But here, the fire, we see the fire, and Moses talked to the Almighty in the fire. But the Christians and the Jews don't call that animism, because they think Moses was not an African. But we know Moses was an African, and that Moses represents Africa and the knowledge and wisdom of Africa. So the fire and the flames showing the anger of the Almighty at the system. And then verse 9, he bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. So, bowed the heavens. Nata, stretch out, extend, spread out, stretch out. Now, the implication here is that in coming down out of the heavens bent down. But when you check the definitions and then hear what the scientists tell us today, that the universe is ever expanding. You could say extending. You could say spreading out. Or you could say stretching out. And so when we see the definitions of the words here, we see that very science that is regurgitated today came from the ancient African Hebrews and the more ancient still African Kemites and the more ancient still African Abyssinian, Ethiopian, Nubian, etc. All of these African people giving us the teaching and understanding of the science of the universe and the expansion and expanding of the waters of noon, these waters that were spread out because of the field of light. The whole universe water, but then there's a transformation and a reconstitution and a recompilation and a compacting of those waters and the spreading forth of those waters into the various fixtures that we have in the universe, but the waters of the universe ever expanding, ever expanding, ever expanding. We have that science right here. But the Almighty coming down, what is that? That is Yehovah coming down. That is the science of L-I-F-E, the science of life coming down to we, the masses, that we may align ourselves with life, with the science of life. And the word heaven here, Shemayim, and this reminds me of the shamans. This word Shemayim reminds me of the shamans, those who were in tune with the science of the universe, the science of the heavens, the science of how the sun, the moon, the stars move and operate, how the Milky Way operates, how the various nebula and the fixtures of the universe operate and teach us the science of life and the science of organization. This word heaven, heaven, heavens, sky, visible heavens, the abode of the stars, the visible universe, the atmosphere, the abode of God. So this is a science, sisters and brothers, the firmament, which seems to be spread out like a vault over the globe, as supported on foundations and columns. So symbolically, we said that this universe is held up by foundations and columns. And the foundations and columns are symbolically given to us as truth, justice, and righteousness, Ma'at, the feminine expression of the Christos. Then it says, and darkness was under his feet. This word darkness now is getting into the science of the waters. Let's listen to the pronunciation of this word in the African Hebrew language.
Strong's H6205. Arafel. Arafel.
Arafel. Darkness is not evil. This is the abode of the Almighty. Why? Because this word darkness, cloud, heavy or dark cloud, darkness, gross darkness, thick darkness, has to do with the science of these waters that Jesus wants us to go back into symbolically and be born again. These waters that are housed by the womb that Job said in chapter 1, verse 21, that we must go back naked into the womb of our mother, and that word womb, or was that word womb was Sheol. And Sheol, that fiery reality, that womb that holds this fiery reality, because these waters are a plasma hydrogen fire water. These are the waters from whence we all come. That is why we are earth, air, fire, and water. Fire and water. This fire water that we come from. This is the science, sisters and brothers. This is the dark matter, dark energy from whence we come. The water's melanin. Melanin is that which gives us our color, the pigment in our skin. No matter how light we are or how dark we are, whatever color we have or pigment we have is because of the melanin in our structure. That melanin causes our structure to behave as our structure should behave: to see, to taste, to smell, to hear, to touch, to have dreams, to think, etc. So this melanin, water melanin, that is within our structure and within the universe, causes us to behave as we should. This is where the Almighty is coming down from. The Almighty is Yahuwah. Yahuwah is existing and living. We are into the deep science of life. Existence and life came down, and darkness was under his feet as he's coming down. As the Almighty Father, Mother Yahuwah is coming down, darkness is under the feet. These dark clouds, gross darkness, thick darkness, having to do with that science of the field of light, fire and light on the water, purging the water of the gross, of the dross, purifying the water to transform these waters into the mass matter material that we have today. Oh, this science, sisters and brothers. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.